Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. 82 years ago this weekend, things changed in our world. Do you know why and how? One of the greatest military campaigns of all time is called D-Day, as Allied forces crossed the English Channel and stormed the highly fortified beaches and cliffs of France, attempting to push back the Nazi German forces who were ravaging all of Europe. Though extremely costly in lives, the war turned this weekend, 82 years ago. Commanders planned, soldiers trained, the order was given, and thousands of people put their lives on the line for the freedom of Europe and the entire world. Books have been written, plays and movies produced, songs written, monuments built, and generations, millions of people have been born in freedom as a result of what took place on those bloody beaches 82 years ago this weekend, June 6, 1944. Come with me back to Syrian Antioch about 2,000 years ago as we witness another event in which men responded obediently to orders given from their commander, and the world is today dramatically different because of their courage. The account is recorded for us in Acts chapter 13 in the Bible. As we saw yesterday, a significant spiritual movement of God had been taking place in Syrian Antioch, which drew the involvement of Barnabas, Saul, and young John Mark, who had returned with them from Jerusalem, according to Acts chapter 12. As the very diverse yet spirit-anointed leaders of this spiritual movement in Antioch were seeking guidance from God, suddenly the Holy Spirit gave them clear instructions. Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. Acts 13, verse 2. While they may have heard more details, Dr. Luke, the author of Acts, only gives us that one sentence. But these leaders acted, and apparently did so without hesitation. Luke records, after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Acts 13, verse 3. Do you see remarkable similarities to what took place 82 years ago this weekend? I see four amazing similarities. First, these Antioch leaders were in desperate prayer and fasting, seeking God's guidance regarding what to do with the almost out-of-control spiritual movement in Syrian Antioch. Yet, they also understood Jesus had given clear instructions about 20 years before with his final words to his disciples. Jesus had said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you in power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1, verse 8. While this Antioch was 300 miles from Jerusalem, it was hardly the ends of the earth. And thus these leaders earnestly prayed, asking God if they should somehow reach out further to millions of people living in spiritual darkness, seeking to bring them the freedom found only in the gospel of Jesus Christ. History tells us that 82 years ago, there were some among those Allied commanders who were men of prayer, men of God's word, and some of these men diligently sought God's guidance as to what to do as all of Europe stood precariously close to falling under the domination of the Nazis. The strategic military plan, the exact timing of its execution, and the end result are believed by many to have been, in part, due to praying men seeking God's guidance. Second, once the leaders in Antioch sensed their clear directions from God, they gathered around Barnabas and Saul and prayed over them, commissioning them out to a future only God could foresee. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. History tells us, and perhaps you've seen some of those historic photographs of chapel services of thousands of soldiers and airmen the night before the D-Day invasion, as Allied commanders and chaplains called the armies to kneel before God before they waded into war. Third, Acts chapter 13, verse 4 says, the two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and then sailed from there to Cyprus. 82 years ago, with thousands upon thousands of courageous men gathered at English ports, they then sailed across the 22-mile-wide channel, ready to lay down their lives, if need be, fighting for the freedom of Europe. Barnabas and Saul first traveled about 16 miles from Syrian Antioch to the port harbor town of Seleucia, and then they sailed about 200 miles to the island of Cyprus. We can be confident that thousands of those soldiers prayed, hunkered down in those landing craft as they crossed the channel, ready to rush out into the war. So Barnabas and Saul prayed as they sailed, wondering what they would be facing and what God would do once they landed on Cyprus Island. And fourth, Acts chapter 13, verse 5 reports, when they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. It appears for Barnabas and Saul, their mission was clear: engage the Cypriot men willing to listen with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Cyprus was home for Barnabas, and I assume, therefore, he took the lead in showing Saul his hometown and other towns on the island that Barnabas knew well. John Mark, we remember, had come along with his mother's permission, and we assume he was wide-eyed and all ears as he watched Barnabas and Saul penetrate the spiritual darkness of Cyprus with the light of God's truth, the gospel of Jesus. 82 years ago, as those courageous soldiers splashed ashore on the beaches of France, they were met with the full onslaught of well-fortified Nazi armies. The Nazi stronghold of darkness and evil would not give up easily. Thousands died. Thousands more were wounded. The battles dragged on for days, yet finally the light of hope penetrated the consuming darkness of the Nazi stranglehold on Europe, and ultimately, hopeful freedom came to villages, cities, and entire countries. In the days ahead, we're going to follow along with Barnabas, Saul, and John Mark as they, empowered and guided by the Holy Spirit and Jesus, sought to push back Satan's dark kingdom stranglehold on the people, first on the island of Cyprus and then beyond. Jesus' promise of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, like the D-Day invasion 82 years ago, finally began, bringing hope to the ends of the earth and to our day. And I'll be here waiting for you on Monday.